蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉僧嘎帝波帝娑哈。现在呢，我们就来念诵功德本颂。有时已经背起来了，可以不用看。Okay, now we'll start. We recite the foundation of all good qualities. It's on the English prayer book, page 137.功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，以次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且却吃 A 白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善小用，有彼清净心令所引发，正愿正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不去修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续不精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，无理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so as usual, so we do short meditation. Okay.
现在我们先共修几分钟，像往常一样。
So we do short breathing meditation. So try to keep your back straight, then focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes.
我们做呼吸观。做呼吸观的时候呢，你的背要挺直，然后将你的心呢原念于专注于呼吸上。
So then, now next, so in front of one space, so you can now visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha clear as possible and made of light and lively, you know, so try to visualize that.
这样将万缘放下之后呢，我们可以观想在虚空中出现本师释迦牟尼佛，相好光明，他是大光明身，观想的越清晰越好。
So now, next then, with this visualization, so now from the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the nectar or light rays come out into yourself, then purified, you know, all our defilement.
Jinnu Ru 是观想呢，皆是呢，本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光明，并降下甘露。这甘露大光明呢，进入我们的身体呢，完全清除了我们的烦恼，我们所有的障碍。
Okay, then with this visualization, so we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. Okay, and while you're chanting, same time meditate. So end of the chanting, then you meditate, you know, feel some kind of bliss, you know, purifying all our negative karma. You know, our body become like crystal clear, that kind of body.Feel light, feel joy, happy, you know, then try to keep that for a few seconds as possible, yeah.
当接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念诵这个心咒的时候呢，我们要观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出这大光明呢，净化我们，然后呢，我们的全身呢变得光明宁静，然后我们心中升起一种大乐的觉受。
他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑
Okay, huh? Yeah. One question, if you have, huh?
可以在我们开始讲经之前，我们可以接受的问题，有时有问题要问的。Okay, Mr. Wong.
Rinpoche, two weeks ago, the lesson you mentioned about the, how to, come out of the cycle of death, birth and death. So, I recently read the book on this, from Lama Zopa Rinpoche, on this death issue. So, he actually recommend us to pray to seek rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land. So it is because he said this for ordinary beings who who has this delusion mind lah. So it's better to be born in the Amitabha Pure Land. So when you reach the Amitabha Pure Land, we're assured of this achieve enlightenment. So this and this also mentioned by Buddha Shakyamuni, who said that we should be also seeking rebirth in this Pure Land, Amitabha Pure Land. This is the easier path to achieve enlightenment, Buddhahood through this path. So Lama Zopa also mentioned that we should every day be praying for this to seek this rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land and prepare ourselves for this called journey lah. So what's it say?
So what is your question?
So the question is why is this not emphasized in our this teaching in this this ABC?
I think I'll translate your question first. Mr. Wang, 王先生的一个问题就是两个星期前呢德西措尼已经教导我们解脱生死轮回的教理，像最近呢他读到了娑巴上师，就是阿弥陀佛佛教中心的精神导师娑巴上师的一本书，讲解着死亡的课题。他谈到死亡的课题，还有就谈到来生，这样就讲到这个来生，其实我们应该积极的这寻找更好的来生，尤其是应该求祈求往生这个极乐世界，就是阿弥陀佛的净土。因为对普通人来说呢，我们的业障呢、无明呢比较深重，所以如果我们能够祈求往生净土的话，我们能够迅速，我们很肯定的在净土里面呢就能够证得佛的果位。所以呢，而且在本师释迦牟尼佛在他的开示中也曾经说过呢，如果呢普通的人要应该求啊祈求往生这个极乐世界，这样呢在那里呢将能够往生到极乐世界，就一定能够在阿弥陀佛的净土中呢成佛啊，这是一个方便快捷的法门。所以呢，娑巴上师就说，其实我们日常生活中就应该开始去准备了。所以他的问题呢，讲了这么多，他的问题就是，为什么在我们阿弥陀佛佛教中心，在我们的教导里面，我们没有特别去强调这个净土法门？
啊。What the essence of question?
The question is why in the ABC teachings we don't emphasize the rebirth in Amitabha Buddha Pure Land, the teaching on how to achieve a good rebirth in Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land. Because we are called Amitabha Buddhist Center.
So, so anyway, we can relate to that our topic, seeking samsaric pleasure is the door of all suffering. They are uncertain, cannot be rely often. Recognizing this shortcoming, please bless me, generate a strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Yeah.
我们可能和我们的这个功德本颂的第五个寄颂联系在一起哦，来解答这道问题。哦，唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。
So here, so anyway, so what kind of rebirth you want to achieve in future, you know? So it depends on that, you know. So the point is, of course, you know, not to attach in the samsara, you know, less attach in the samsara. You know, that's the main advice, you know, not to attach, less attach, if possible, even don't have attachment on the samsara, you know.
所以这里的重点讲的就是，我们的来生啊，将投往何处，投生何处呢？就是我们需要思考这个问题。所以呢，其实这个重点就教导我们，不要对世间轮回的一切呢起这个贪执。我们该减少对这个世间轮回的一切的贪执。如果可以的话，我们应该断除对这个世间轮回的这种享乐的那种贪执。
So basically, when you say samsara, then of course, many is talking about our body, you know, but ourselves, attached to our body, you know. So reducing that, that's one of the main practice, you know.
这里呢讲到轮回啊，这轮回的就是我们，就是我也讲我们这个人世的话，就是我们对这个人生的这种贪执，所以我们有这个人我执，我们对我们的这个身体呢有一个强烈的执着，所以我们要设法减轻这样的贪执，这是我们的主要的修行。
So, as mentioned last class, because we attach to our body, attach to ourselves.You know, so much attachment there, you know. So because of that, we can't free ourselves from samsara, you know. The attachment, one after another, you know. You know, so because of attachment, then of course we do all sort of action, you know. You know, harming oneself, harming other, you know. In this way, so we create so much karma.You know, I can't take rebirth in samsara, you know, because of the attachment of yourself and your body, you know.
上堂课呢，我们也讲到了，由于我们这个人生的贪执呢，所以我们不能跳出这个轮回。因为呢，我们每次呢都很自然的贪着一样东西，那样东西过后呢，我们就去追求贪执另外东西，就不断的更换我们贪执的这个对象。这是因为呢，我们的心的妄念呢不断的升起，所以呢就引发我们去造业。我们造业的过程中呢，我们不只伤害了自己，也伤害了其他人了，也伤害了其他的众生。所以呢，就这个业呢，就造成我们在轮回中不断的投生。这个起因呢，其实就是因为我们对我们这个人啊，这个人生的贪执。
So like that, just on top of that, then of course, you know, reducing the attachment, then developing the love and compassion, you know.I mean, this is the basic practice, you know.
So, 我们最重要的就是要减少我们这方面的贪执，然后同时呢，我们应该让我们的慈心升起，让我们的悲心呢能够升起来，这是很基本的修行。
So, if you're attached to your body, you are so much attached to yourself, then of course, then it's difficult to take Amitabha Pure Land. You know, take rebirth Amitabha Pure Land is not possible, you know.
如果呢，我们对这个人生呢起了很深重的贪执的话呢，我们对自己呢有很多放不下或剪不断的东西的话，就我们是很难投身到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的。
Okay, so that's the one point. So if you practice, you know, and you understand what's the problem of the samsara, what really creates the samsara, what really creates the suffering, you know, if you think.Learn, meditate, you really understand that. In this way, if you're able to reduce your attachment, your body and yourself, you know, if you reduce that, then the same as taking rebirth in pure lands, nothing big different, you know.
所以呢，这是重要的一点呢、啊，就是如果我们对我们的人生，人的身体呢很贪执的话，这是第一点。那第二点，如果我们修行的话呢，我们讲所谓修行，什么修行呢？我们必须明白呢，什么是轮回，就不断的受生啊，死了又投胎啊，到不同的道去，这个是怎么来的？这轮回到底是怎么一回事的？像在这轮回过程中，我们所感受的苦，这个苦呢是从什么地方而来的？它怎样出现的？它怎样产生的？所以呢，我们都要不断的去串习啊，然后我们去可以去做思维修啊，去做修行，去做静想。然后呢，我们从这样的修行过程中呢，减轻我们这方面的贪执，我们对于人生的贪执，我们对自己啊，自己身体啊，拥有这身体、人生这贪执。如果你真正明白这修行是怎么一回事的话，那么呢？那么你投不投生净土呢，就没有多大的分别。
I'll answer your question slowly.
Kali Kali. 所以就会慢慢的回答你的问题了。
Kali.
就是藏语 slowly, Kali Kali.
You can also learn Tibetan now.、
Huh? No. Because yesterday you repeated Kali in the short teaching so many times. Yesterday you repeated Kali. Then Zigi translated gradually. So he translated only once, but he repeated 3-4 times.
What I'm talking just now, So, of course.You have this human body, you know, with human mind, with the intelligence, we have wisdom. But it is still in this world, you know, but like us. You know, you really learn and practice, you know, knowing all this suffering, you know, then it's possible, you know, able to change.You know, able to reduce our suffering, even this life, you know.
Mm. 所以呢，当我们拥有这个人生的时候呢，我们其实是拥有人的智慧的，我们是有一定的智慧的。所以，如果我们真的是精进去学习啊，去修行的话呢，我们就会明白我们所感受到的苦呢，它是怎么样产生的。像如果你懂它的那个过程是怎么样出现的，它的那个。程序啊，第一步、第二步、第三步，它是怎样产生的？烦恼怎样产生的话，你就有办法可以去改变，你就可以有办法呢去减轻或减少你所感到的痛苦。就算是在这一生呢，你也能够办得到。
So as mentioned before, having this body, having this physical mind, having this physical body.I mean, just by having this, we have all problems. You know, the point is, you know, sickness will come, impossible to stop, you know, because of this body. Then aging, because of this body, having this body, aging will come. You know, then the sick, sickness, aging, and death, it will come. You know, nobody can stop this.You know, this all unwanted thing, you know, but no way we can stop. It will come. You know, we all know that. You know, after die, again take rebirth, you know. So there's go like that, you know, one after another, you know. Not one life, but life to life go like that. So this is the problem, you know. We have to understand that. There's something we don't really want. We want to be aging. We want to be dying.Want to be sick, no one. You know, all this unwanted, but everybody will experience this. You know, end of the day. So, after that conclusion is really understanding that, why all this problem coming? Why I have this physical body? You know, how I get this physical body? I mean, it's a big question, you know.
我们这个拥有这个人的身体，拥有人的这个心的这个智慧，其实呢，就是拥有了一切的问题。哦，因为当你有这个人的身体的时候呢，就你出生了，生拥有这个身体之后，你很肯定的，你就会生病，你这生肯定的会生病，你这一生呢，肯定会慢慢的老去，你这一生呢，肯定有一天呢，会死掉。这是没有人能够阻止它发生的，因为只要你有这个身体呢，你就会经过这个过程。虽然这个过程呢，并不是人人都，并不是，应该是没有一个人呢会喜欢的了。不然每一个人都要生病，有人希望自己生病的吗？或者希望自己老啊，希望自己死掉的吗？应该是没有人希望会得到这样的东西了，会这样的结果。可这是每个人都知道的，可是呢，我们却没有办法避免。在我们死掉的时候，死亡的时候，就我们就会迎接下一个来生。就下一个来生，同样有生老病死，然后过后又迎接下一个来生，就一不断的一生到另外一生，不断的一直延续下去，要生生世世，没完没了。这是我们大家都可以明白，都可以看到的。虽然我们都读到这些，可是呢，这些都毫无办法，没有办法的，不断的出现了。所以我们死亡之后呢，过后我们死亡之后，我们就想，哎，到底我们是怎样得到这样的身体的？为什么我会得到这个身体？我是怎么样得到这个身体的？这是一个很大的问题，我们必须自己去思考解决的。
So like that. So, I mean this, of course. Then, when you look deeply, of course, all this come from, as I mentioned before, all come from the attachment. Due to the attachment, you know.To yourself and your body, you know. Basically that, you know. Attach on that. So then, create karma. Because of karma, then we have different rebirth, you know. And all depend what kind of karma we created, you know. So this is something extremely important to understand. You know, all these problems, suffering came from the true origin, you know, Four Noble Truth. The second one, yeah.
所以如果我们有这样层层啊，坐下来层层的深入的去思维的话，去分析的话，你就可以看到呢，它其实呢，我们得到这个身体是由我们的贪执而引发的。贪执什么呢？贪执于这个人身，贪执于我们的这个人，贪执于我们的这个身体，所以呢，我们产生了这个人我执。就有一个人我执的话呢，当事情啊境界出现的时候，境界来的时候呢，事情来的时候，我们就会去造业。所以我们造了不同的业，我们造了很多很多各种不同的业呢，我们就随这个业力啊，这个业投生到不同的道去，不同的六道的任何一道去了，根据你所造的业。这样呢，在这个过程中业呢，我们就感受到痛苦，所以我们这苦，我们感受到痛苦的时候呢，我们就可以想象，哎，这个土是怎么来的？它到底从哪来？这是我们四圣地所讲的极地，所以呢，我们就可以看到是我们这个贪执所引灭、所引发的。
So we have all this problem here in this world, you know, yourself, you know. So you really recognize that, you know.Then you have some strong wish there to free, you know, from this problem, you know, really strong desire arise in the mind. And then looking for the solution, you know, whether it is possible or not, you know, through the meditation, whether it is possible to free from this suffering or not. You know, then, of course, then you, the possible, what kind of method is there,You know, then there were, so then you find out the method and meditate on that, you know. So then able to free yourself from this problem, you know.
所以当我们这样沉入的去深入的去思维修的时候呢，这我们就发现呢，其实呢，我们本身呢、啊就有这样的问题，我们的本身，就我们的身体，这个人生。所以认识到这一点，我们所拥有的这身体，这个人生呢，是我们的这些问题的根源的话，我们可就会产生一个很强烈的要解脱、要出离这样的问题的心。当我们产生了这样强烈的希求心的时候呢，我们就会去找那个方法，解决的方法。到底呢，有什么方法能够让我们从这样的问题中呢，解脱出来？所以呢，到底是不是真的有这样的方法，有这样的方法能够让我们完全的解脱这样的东西，这样的问题，我们叫轮回的问题。所以呢，我们可能就会去进修，进修，在我们进修的时候，我们想，诶，到底有没有这样的方法？这个方法在哪里？如果有方法的话，它是什么样的方法？如果是找到了方法之后呢，这样我们呢就会根据这个方法呢帮我们从这所有不断的这一连串呢永远无停止的问题中呢完完全全的解脱出来。
Okay, so able to find out that, you know, through your meditation, you know, then able to find out, and able to recognize that, able to free, able to cut the root of samsara, such as attachment, you know, that's possible.You know, some with the meditation, able to see that, you know.
所以这些东西呢，是需要我们从思维进修里面呢去找出来的。在我们思维进修的时候，找出我所面对的这问题到底是什么？所以呢，本身我们要认清楚这是什么问题。这个问题呢，有没有解决的方法？我们要认识到，到底有没有这样的方法？如果有方法的话，这个方法在哪里？它是什么？但找到方法之后呢，我们就依着这个方法呢， 把我们从轮回中完完全全的断除，就从轮回中跳出来。比如说轮回中的烦恼，我们的贪执的烦恼，完完全全的去断除。
So like that, if you understand that, or that's the method, you know, to free oneself from samsara, once you see that, then put your effort there, you know, the correct thing when you see that, then what you want. You know, you see the method, that's what you want. Then, joyfully, you engage in that method, you know, the true path here, you know, engage in the path, you know, with joyfully, you know,
所以我们必须了解我们所面对的问题到底是什么，然后呢，我们应该从我们的进修里面呢去看看到底有没有解决的方法。如果有解决，从轮回中断除，断除轮回，从轮回中跳出来的方法的话，我们找的方法的话，这就是我们要的。因为你心里要知道，哦，就明确的了解，这就是我要的，我一直在寻找的东西的话，然后你就精进的，精进不懈的去修行。
So then, especially this our samsaric place, you know, this world, what we take about this world, death is certain, you know, we'll die, you know, nobody stay, it's certain.Then also, time of the death is uncertain. You know, when we die, there's no guarantee in this world. You know.
特别呢，就是我们在修的时候呢，我们把它依据哦，就从我们现在这个情况开始去进修，就是我们所处的这世界叫做娑婆世界，所以娑婆世界所有的人哦。就好像你啊我啊他，我们所有的人所面对的问题呢，是死必定至，这死亡一定会在我们这里发生的。可是呢，死时未定，死的时候、死的时间呢是没有确定的。
You know, so all the condition is there, you to practice. You know, then of course, when you see all these things, you know, yeah, of course you have to see all these things. Then of course your mind is very determined and emergency need to practice. You know. So much encouraging, you know, because of the environment where you are take the river, where you are now, you know, then so much encouraging by the environment. You know, you have to practice, very powerful practice, you know, like that.
所以呢，我们可以看到呢，我们现在呢已经具备了所有的一切因缘。当我们看到这些的时候呢，我们去进修的时候看到，死必定至，死时未定的时候呢，叫你会产生这种恐惧的心理，你要去哪里之类的，你要从轮回中解脱出来，所以你会升起非常坚定的决心呢。要去修，然后要从这个轮回中完全解脱出来，所以你会产生这种很坚定的修行的那种心念。这是因为呢，我们所处的环境啊，是非常有利于这样的修行的，所以呢，它能够鼓励我们呢，推动我们呢去做这样坚定的修行。
Okay, so.All I'm saying here is, you know, this our human world, you know, why we are now, you know. So this place you really want to practice, then of course, there's so much problem there, you know. You really recognize that. Also, same time, we have this human intelligence, you know, we are very, very intelligent, you know. You know, able to meditate, able to understand, you know, able to put effort.If we want, you know. So we have all the condition there, you know. So it's nothing bad, you know, to practice Dhamma. It's all encouraging. If you want to practice, so it's not that bad place, you know. It's perfect place to practice, you know.
所以呢，讲了这样一大堆，大家明白吗？听我这要讲的是什么？ 就是我们的这个人生，还有我们这个人生所处的这个世界，我们看到这世界呢，如果我们真正要去修行的话呢，是很好的，是很好的。为什么呢？因为我们世界有很多很多问题，我们世界有太多问题了，所以呢，我们很容易就认识到，我们就认识到，哎，我们所处的世界其实是很多问题的，我们自己也有很多很多问题的，有很多痛苦，很多烦恼之类的。可是呢，我们所拥有的人生呢，却是非常非常的珍贵的。为什么呢？因为呢，我们这个人生是非常有智慧的，我们是非常聪明的，所以呢，我们一看就看到，哦，这边有很多问题，那边有很多问题啊。我很容易就发现很多问题，就明白了，哎，我们所感受到的痛苦。所以如果我们好好的利用我们所处的这有问题的环境，还有我们这个有智慧的人生的话，我们是真的是可以去进修，去禅修。我们就从禅修中，我们就可以明白哦，真正的就明白，透彻的明白哦，这事物的产生，烦恼的产生是怎么样的。所以呢，我们就可以真正的去修行，去断除这所有烦恼。因为呢，我们这个世界，我们的人生已经完完全全具足所有让我们去修行的条件。如果你拥有这样的身体，这样的条件，还有这样的环境，外在的环境的话，在这样的环境是非常适合修行的。所以这样的环境呢，你这样去分析的话，它就是一个不错的环境。
Okay, so here, so in the Pure Land, there's Bodhisattva. You know, when they see our human rebirth.You know, seeing all this, when they see that, they make a strong prayer to take rebirth in this world. You know, the Bodhisattva in the Amitabha Pure Land, they make so much prayer to take rebirth in this human, our world, you know, human rebirth.
为什么这样讲呢？你看我们的这个地方啊，真的非常适合修行啊！来呀，来呀，来呀，大家快来呀！不是雷龙啊，因为你在这个净土里面，这极乐世界里面，他们是很多菩萨，对吗？有佛，阿弥陀佛啊，还有很多菩萨。有那些菩萨看到我们这个娑婆世界，看到你们的，哇，你们一个两个拥有这样很好的人生啊，而且这个可以修行的环境啊，他们发大愿啊，他们发大愿啊啊！那些菩萨发大愿，愿我来生能投生到娑婆世界去修行。
Yeah, interesting. We want to go there, they want to come down.
所以呢，你会觉得很有趣。我们在这里，我们就哇，念啊，我要发愿往生阿弥陀佛净土。然后阿弥陀佛净土的菩萨们啊，发大愿，我要往生娑婆世界去。你看。你看我好，我看你好啊！
I don't know who is correct, you know? Huh?
Auntie say because we have precious human rebirth, so the Bodhisattva wants to come to our place.
I don't know. So here we need to think who is correct, you know? I don't know.
所以到底是谁正确呢？因为可能你发大愿了，你如果你去了阿弥陀佛净土，然后你在那边你成了菩萨，你看看，哎，你要回来了。
So, I mean, so of course, I mean, here is of course.Point is, who really want to practice, you know, who really want to free from samsara, you know, who really want to practice Dharma, of course, then this, our human rebirth is not bad rebirth at all, you know.
所以这里的重点是什么呢？就是不论我们在什么地方啊，什么环境，如果我们真的想要去修行的话，想去修我们真的想要得到解脱，我们真的想要去修行这个佛法的话呢，拥有这样的人生，我们现在拥有这个人生呢，其实是不错的。
So like that, what I'm saying, when you have this kind of understanding, then you practice, of course, if we take another human rebirth, you know, if we take another rebirth, then of course the second rebirth you will be different, you know, from the young there you don't have attachment immediately into the practice, you know. So if you practice, reduce attachment, no attachment there, you know, then of course that is pure land for yourself, you know. While leaving this world, that is pure land for you. You don't have attachment, there's no problem, you know.
所以呢，如果我们有这样的了解的话呢，就是说这个人生是其实这个环境跟人生呢是非常适合修行的话呢，在我们这样的去修的话呢，我们修减轻我们的烦恼，我们的贪执的话，这样我们了解这个人生其实是很适合修行。这下一生呢，我们也投生为人的话呢，这下一生的这个人生呢，就和我们这一生是不一样了。因为呢，上一生你修过，你的那个习气也会带到下一生去。所以下一生，当你开始的时候，小孩子的时候呢，你可能就没有这个贪执了，你的贪执就会更轻了。所以你是可以马上进入更深一层、更深入的去修行了。这是不一样的。所以如果你修的是无贪的话，就像你现在是在这个人生啊，人的境界里面，其实就和你在净土呢没有什么分别，因为净土你也是这样修的，你也是没有这个贪念的。
So what I'm saying that if you are brave, you are very enthusiastic, you are very brave, you really want to practice Dharma, you know, then this is what our human rebirth is perfect, you know, no problem, you know.
所以如果你真的能够透彻的看到这一点，很清楚的完完全全明白这一点的话，你有升起这精进勇猛的心的话，你真的要去修这佛法的话，这样呢，这个人生呢就没有问题了。这人生其实就是最好的修行的工具。
Also, those who want to challenge, you know, who really want to challenge, then very good place, you know.
那些喜欢接受挑战的人呢，在你投身为人的话是很好的，因为人所生长的这个环境是充满挑战的，非常适合修行。
Okay, so.
不要被打倒就可以了啦。
啊 ，What?
It's full of challenge. You're not beaten by the challenge, then it's okay.
So like that, what I'm saying is that. So there were in the Lamrim, of course, in the Lamrim, very beginning, they don't talk about the pure land, you know, in the Lamrim. They don't mention, they only talk about the precious human rebirth, you know, So mainly I mean saying our rebirth. What we have now is, you really want to practice Dharma, this is perfect. No problem. I mean, again, of course, questions whether you really want or not. If you want, this is the perfect, you know. So Lama Tsongkhapa saying the Lamrim, you know, so that.
所以在这个菩提道四谛，就我们每次讲的 Lamrim 菩提道四谛里面呢，你可以看到他开始的时候他是没有提到净土的或者极乐世界的，他首先讲的就是人生难得。所以你看到很多大乘佛法的人生难得经已得，所以呢，如果我们真正明白这人生难得在什么地方，你可以就可以知道呢，这个人生所拥有的呢是非常适合去修法的，它是一个非常圆满的一个道、哦、所以呢，宗喀巴大师在教这菩提道次第的时候呢，首先讲的也就是这个人生难得。
OK, so the point is that if you practice, you reduce your attachment, pure land is just here. Yeah, this is the pure landI'm talking individually, yeah. I mean, when you practice, you know, in this human rebirth, when you reduce attachment, that's the pure land, you know, for yourself.
所以当我们去修的时候呢，比如说我们去修行了， 去断除了啊，去断除我们的贪执，我们的执着。那我们用这个难得宝贵的人生呢，去减轻我们的贪执的话呢，在我们所处的世界呢，我们的贪念减少，就好像虽然是在这个娑婆世界，其实就好像在那个净土一样。因为净土你是没有这种贪执，你现在诶在人生这个境界已经做得到了。
OK, so, yeah, I mean, so like that, pure land is not part of it. You know, one way is like that, you know, when you reduce your attachment, delusion, pure land is just here, you know, not part of it. You know, we don't have to go somewhere long distance, you know, pure land means not like long distance, some other country like that, you know. So when you reduce your attachment, pure land is just in front of you, you know.
所以呢，这个重点是呢，净土不是在遥远的西方。净土呢，如果你能够修的话，你自己再用这个人生去修，去减轻自己贪执的话，净土呢就近在眼前。
Hey, so that's the one way to look at that. Then of course, is your question. Of course, there's certain other practice, you know. Take, you know, this world is so much samsara, so much, you know, aging, dying, sickness, uncertain. So it's difficult to practice, you know. Then better go to pure land, you know. So just,you know, go to pure land and practice. So where there's no suffering, you know. So there's another way of, you know, looking at.
当然这个是我们的一个分析了，一个看事情的那个角度。再回到黄先生的问题。当然呢，我们也可以这样的去看这个世界。这世界呢是有很多很多问题，很多很多的痛苦烦恼的，生老病死战乱啦、等等等等一切、很不圆满的一个世界、所以呢倒不如我们去一个极乐世界，因为在这世界极乐世界里面呢，我们就没有完完全全没有这样的痛苦，完完全全没有忧愁，没有烦恼，这样我们可以很好很专心的去修去学啊，这是另外一个看待事情的角度了。
So of course, I mean, so that when you take rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land, then of course that place because of the environment, when you take rebirth there's no suffering, you know. So also maybe no aging, no death. I don't know.
OK, 当然如果你投身或者我们讲往生极乐世界阿弥陀佛的净土的话，在你往生到那边多多的阿弥陀佛的愿力、那整个世界呢所有的一切都是感受不到痛苦的、只有快乐也、因为呢那里呢是你看不到了老死的，因为每个人的寿命都很长嘛，都无量寿嘛，所以你看不到老死。
So, I mean, yeah, it's explained as a very, very, I mean, very pleasant place, you know, the Amitabha Pure Land. So, of course, in order to go there, also not easy. Of course, you need to create karma to take rebirth there, you know.
所以呢，这是一个非常非常美好、令人向往的世界了。当然，这个极乐世界，它一切都是非常美好的。可是呢，要能够往生到那边呢，我们还是有一定的条件的。就是呢，我们要能够造足够的善业，发愿往生。
So like that. So again, you know. So again, you have to see that. You know, this samsara is problem. What our physical body is problem.You know, then Amitabha Pure Land is much better, you know. By seeing that, then you have to reduce attachment for this life also, you know. This body, this, you know, then. Of course, then you engage in the practice, you know. such as keeping the precept, like 10 virtuous action, avoiding 10 non-virtuous action, on a daily basis, you know. You have to abide in that, you know. Then, of course, continually making prayer, single-pointedly, you know. Only thinking Amitabha, pure enlightenment, day and night, you know. How wonderful I can take rebirth there. You know, this is so problem, this samsara, such a problem. You know, you must have this kind of mind there. You know, and wanting to go there, day and night like that, you know. And then after that, you practice, you know.
So, 如果真的要发愿到这样的世界呢，就我们有一个对比的心理。比如说，你们看这个娑婆世界，就是我们现在所处的一个世界，很多问题啊。我们这个娑婆世界问题，其实这个问题太多了。我们这个人生所用的这个人生啊，生老病死，经过这么多的痛苦，哎呀，真的太惨了。下次我不要了啊。就你就看见这个对比，就啊。阿弥陀佛极乐世界啊，一切是那么美好，所以呢，我要断除对这个娑婆世界的贪执，我要断除对这个人生的贪执，我这些全部你就给我最好的我都不要了，拜拜。这样呢，你说啊，我要发愿，我要去往生这阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，我要去那边了，这你给我不要了，所以呢，你就精进的很专心的在修这个阿弥陀佛是去往生的静静去往去修去往生那边，所以呢你就要有足够的善业，所以你要持戒，你要去静静的去修这十善业，你要戒掉这个十二业，然后呢你要发大愿去祈求往生，然后呢你要一心不乱的去修去静静的去念这个佛号，这并不是这样一次过，而且是要日夜精进不断哦，不是一天是两天哦，要一年又一年继续的每天每日每夜不断的精进的去修啊，这样去修，然后呢就觉得这个娑婆世界真的是我什么都不要了，我就是要去净土，这样静静发愿去修的话，这样你就有可能往生到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。
So also, I mean, it's mentioned also you need certain level of love and compassion also need to practice in order to take rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land, you know.
在经典里也讲到呢，如果要往生阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的话呢，你需要升起有一定的这慈爱心还有慈悲心。
So basically like that. So having good heart, keeping the precept pure as possible, then aspiration, you know, this our human rebirth is not good, full of suffering, you know. Amitabha Pure Land, you take there, so perfect, there's no suffering. You know, then you really want to go there, you know, you don't want this rebirth anymore, you know. So that means no attached there, you know.Want to go there. So that kind of strong desire or strong wishes must have there, you know. Then, day and night, you do chanting or meditate or whatever you do, you know. Then, thinking of Amitabha all the time like that. Then, there's the possibility, you know, when you die, then wake up, you are in the Amitabha Pure Land. That's the possible.
所以呢，如果要往生这个阿弥陀佛佛教的极乐世界呢，我们需要用一颗善良的心，要用这个善心，而且我们要持戒清净，我们的戒律要非常的清净，而且我们还要不断的发大愿，要往生这个阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。我们看到我们所拥有的世界，拥有的人生，这个问题太多太多了。在我们看到极乐世界的美好，它没有我们这个娑婆世界的一切烦恼啊，一切痛苦，所以它是多么美好，多么令人向往。所以呢，你就这样的对比，然后减轻了，或者断除了对这个人生、这个娑婆世界的执着。这样你就要升起这强烈的希求心，希望能够往生这阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，所以你就日夜精进的不停的去修念这个，可能是念这个阿弥陀佛的名号，他的圣号， 这样精进不断的啊，持戒清净，持善心，发大愿，然后呢，减轻对娑婆世界的那种执着的话，这么日夜精进的修的话，就有可能当死亡发生的时候，你死亡好像睡着了一样，哦，然后呢，当你睁开眼睛的时候，哎，你看到哦，你来到极乐世界了，哇！
So like that, I mean, all depend, you know, with this kind of devotion, path, you know, single-pointed mind, you know, that you meditate, you chant, dare not only thinking that, you know. If you used to live your life like that, then when the you know, death come, you know, so then you are able to see Amitabha there, you know, in your mind, guiding you to the Amitabha pure light. Because the power of the mind, you know, even the subtle mind state, you know, you're able to say Amitabha and guide you to the Amitabha pure land like that.
所以如果你能够有这样虔诚恭敬的心呢，将那日夜的持诵啊、念诵这个阿弥陀佛的名号。好，然后如果你这一生呢，能够这样啊，这样的去修，这样的精进不断去修的话，当死亡发生的时候，因为这个强大的心力啊，强大的心力哦，你要见阿弥陀佛，你要去他的净土的话，这样就有可能花开见佛。花开见佛、哦、你又看到阿弥陀佛了、哦、但死亡睡觉，你睁开眼睛，哦Hello, 阿弥陀佛啊，就可以花开见佛了。那阿弥陀佛呢，就接引你到他的净土了。哦，我的是比较戏剧化的了。哦、嗯、，drama club，drama club。
So I mean, of course, I mean, all depend on the practice. So you really practice, of course, that's the possibility.You know, so able to go to Amitabha Pure Land possible, you know. So I mean, of course, Amitabha Pure Land practice, also Lama Tsongkhapa teach that, one of the texts. Not like Lama Tsongkhapa didn't talk at all about the Amitabha Pure Land practice, not like that.
所以如果我们真的能够这样如理的去修啊，去精进啊，去发呆，你要日夜精进的不断去修的话，就有可能我们这生完了之后，下一生呢你就会去极乐世界报道了啊，这样你就可以看到阿弥陀佛跟他学了。在宗喀巴的大师的教导里面呢，其中有一次他也有开示这个极乐世界了。不像那个菩提道四谛其他的教导了。
So your whole goal again, of course, your whole goal. I mean, again, what kind of goal? You know, so depend. You know, whole goal is to get enlightened. You know, if that's your main goal, you know, to get full enlightened, or you just want to go no suffering place, or your goal is to achieve enlightenment.You know, so that's also a question, you know.
可是有一个问题你要需要问你自己啊，你要去极乐世界的目的是什么？你的目标是什么？你是因为呢，要去到一个没有痛苦的地方吗？这边哦，被感受到痛苦，无忧无虑，很快乐，还是你是为了要证得佛的果位
？Yeah, so I mean, so here of course.Your real main goal is to get enlightened and to help sentient being. If that is your goal, then of course, I mean, here talking about which is your main goal, you know, full enlightened and to help sentient being. If that's your full goal, then this human rebirth is not the path to practice, to achieve that your final goal or what, I don't know, yeah.
所以呢，你需要解答这样的问题，因为这个解答问题啊，可以帮你理清啊，理清你自己到底要的是什么。所以你要问自己呢，你真正要往生极乐世界的目的是什么？ 是为了证得佛的果位呢？因为有阿弥陀佛在那里，可以看到他吗？他还在那边吗？因为这里释迦牟尼佛不见了嘛。好，真正的目标啊，是要证得佛的果位，看到阿弥陀佛带领你，哦，帮助你，教导你，让你能够帮助所有利益所有的一切众生。这，如果你真正的终极目标啊，终极目标是为了成佛，帮助所有的众生的话，那么你现在拥有这个人生呢，就是很不错的一件事了。其实就是很不错了哦，因为天文学已经讲了很多次 ，not a bad thing， 很多次啊，讲了很多次。
So again, of course, then again, how emergency you see, how important to get enlightened quickly as possible, you know, again, depend your mind, how important to get enlightened, and how quick you want to get enlightened. Why so important to get enlightened, quick as possible, why that is important. And of course, you have to recognize, understand everything. Then you understand that, of course, then this place is perfect.You know, to get full enlightened quick as possible. So this is the best place. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said.
Oh, this is the best way.
I mean, again, understand everything. How important, how quickly you have to get enlightened. Why, you know, you have to understand everything. Then Lama Tsongkhapa said, this place is the best place to achieve your goal quickest way, you know.
所以你就要问你自己，如果你是要证得佛的果位的话，这证得佛的果位去帮助一切众生，对你来讲是不是很重要的？它是不是你自己的修行的终极目标？如果你确定这个是你自己修行的终极目标，是最重要的目标的话，这你有没有这个迫切性？你需要不需要很快很快的成佛，那么你就可以很快很快的利益一切众生，还是你要慢慢来，卡累卡累啊，你要慢慢来啊，动静啊，慢慢来，慢慢来，啊，证得佛的果位。所以看你自己的心力啊，你心的力量而定。如果你真的明白这一切的话，你自己去想去思维，你明白你自己了，不是明白别人，明白你自己的话，你认为证得佛的果位是对你是这个终极目标是非常重要的，而且你受不了，你越快成佛越好，越快帮助众生越好。如果你是这样的，有这样的思维的话，这样的想法的话，那么宗喀巴大师说，我们这个世界，这个人生啊，我们这个娑婆世界，就是最好的修行的地方。
Okay, so like that. So, of course, you will take Amitabha Pure Land. Of course, when you take rebirth, there's no suffering, you know, no pain, like that. Then, of course, you're very comfortable.You know, very comfortable there. Relax on the sofa, maybe. I don't
know. Oh, I missed the last one.
Not important. Better to miss out.
Kim Ji is in drama, don't you? So, 就看如果你觉得阿弥陀佛极乐世界的是你要去的地方，你确定要去的地方，怎么你去了东京，因为到达那个地方呢，你就感受不到一切的痛苦还是烦恼，全部呢都不见了，所以呢你会过得很舒服很舒服的。
Okay, so like that, of course there's no pain, no suffering, nothing, you know, everything looks so pleasant, you know, then of course there's not so much encouragement to emergencyyou to be enlightened very quickly like this world, you know. You don't get that kind of feeling that the Pure Land, you know, but emergency and quick, you know.
所以呢，当你到达了这样优良美好的环境的话，哦，每一样东西看起来都是那么的赏心悦目，哇，看起来很让你觉得很开心的，哦，每一样东西都是很美好的，这样你就没有那个迫切的心理了，这样 哎呀，我快点去洗碗，我快点成佛，去利益一些众生的，因为你看不到吗？看不到痛苦，你看不到有任何人有任何烦恼。
So like that. So the point is, of course, and whatever, of course, we all have individual wishes. You know, the final goal is to achieve enlightenment. You know. So then.You take Amida Pure Land, of course there's certain practice to do that. You can take Amida Pure Land. Or you really have a strong, you know, wish to have sentient being and a strong, you know, emergency to get enlightened quickly as possible. You know, then, you know, of course you need all this condition before you take next rebirth. You must have to start certain practice, otherwise just taking another rebirth doesn't mean become perfect, you know.So you must have certain practice then. You really have some kind of competent yourself, certain practice then. You take rebirth, human rebirth. You know, it's okay, you know. Even get enlightened pastor, you know.
所以呢，当然每个人都有自己的愿望了，自己的心愿，所以呢，每个人都不一样。就如果你的终极目标是要投生到阿弥陀佛极乐世界，在那里成佛的话呢，就呢，其实你是要修关于阿弥陀佛的那种净土修行啊。如果呢，你是想要这个强烈的希求心呢？有个迫切的心理啊，很强的迫切心理，需要快速尽你的能力，以你能力最快的速度呢去成佛，去帮助所有的众生的话呢，这样呢，当然呢，也不是说哦，我就要快速成佛，这样我就要在这世界呢去投生，这可能去这个世界投生呢，可能你会投入三恶道也不一定了，所以他还是有条件的，你还是要进行一些相关的修行。在这些相关的修行里面呢，就是我们的菩提道次第，这个相关修行等等，建立起信心，就是你跟修到一定的程度，你可以有把握可以得到这个人生。就你现在身在投生在这里，不断的投生人生的话，不断以这个人生来修的话，这样呢，这样的这个人生啊，还有他的环境啊，就是最好的了。
So I don't know. I mean, that's yes. My answer is that, you know. So if you take rebirth in Amida Pure Land, it may take longer time to get enlightened. I don't know. That's the one point is like that, you know. So.You take longer to get enlightened, to benefit sentient beings. You know, this our human rebirth can be faster to achieve enlightenment. You know, so I'm talking here about the practitioner, you know, who really see emergency and how quick you need to get enlightened. So depend on that, you know.
所以呢，这就是格西的答案了啊，格西的答案就是说呢，如果你真的想要往生阿弥陀佛的极乐世界啊，就是他的净土的话呢，可能在那边去到那边，你可能需要更长久的时间呢，才能够证得这个佛的果位了。这是其中一点了。当然你要看个别众生的他的心相啊，他的阅历了啊，个人个别的愿望。像如果你真的是对修行者来讲啊，真正的修行者，那修行者啊，他已经进入这道了。他们如果想要更快的成佛的话，其实拥有这样的这个人生啊，是可以更快速的承办利益一切众生的事业。
Okay, so, I mean, just giving some, what to call, maybe, you know, when you talk about this desire realm, you know, even this our world, not only us, but we have like God realm, within this desire realm, God realm, you know, human, then, you know, the law realm, like animal, then hungry ghosts, you know, hell beings like that, then upper like, God, you know. you know, God's realm like that. Then of course, this desire realm. Then behind the desire realm, there's the formless realm, you know. So this all, but all this, I mean, inside the samsara, you know.
当谈到我们的这个娑婆世界，它其实呢是有不同的层次的。比如说我们住的这个世界，我们叫做欲界，就欲望很强烈的欲界。那欲界不只是人而已了，欲界其实呢还有这个三恶道了，就是三恶道，就地狱道、恶鬼道，还有畜生道或旁生道，就是我们的人，还有天人，欲界的天人。所以这个欲界啊，我们生活世界其实有三个界，世界的界，三界。所以这个欲界呢，还有色界，还有无色界。
So like that, so that's the one of the great Indian Pandit, Nabasubandhu, so explain there. So, like, palm realm, palmless realm, compared to our, this realm, that's like a pure land, you know, compared to our, this place and the palmless realm, the palm realm, you know. When you compare these two, of course, that is like a pure land, you know.
Oh, yeah. 我忘记了他的中文名是什么了。无著菩萨的弟弟世亲，对对，谢谢美群世亲。这样呢，世亲菩萨了，世亲菩萨，这样他是我们娑婆世界的其中一个班智达，所以班智达就是学问佛学知识很丰富的。很丰富的一个学者，佛教的学者。这个世亲菩萨呢，在他的俱舍论里面呢，就讲到了我们娑婆世界的组成啊。俱舍是阿毗达巴在俱舍论里面就讲到了这是娑婆世界的组成，这就有了欲界、色界、无色界。在我们欲界呢，人道是在欲界里面，这个人道呢和其他的众生的所处的道比起来呀，我们这个人道就好像是我们娑婆世界里面的极乐世界一样。
So I mean, compared to, come here.
不要。
哇。那个牛雷的。OK。牛雷。He came from Pure Land.
他来自极乐世界。
came from Amitabha Pure Land.
Yeah, the Bodhisattva me also take rebirth here. Yeah.
哎呀。So, 我拉了过来。So I mean, this palm realm, of course, compared to us, like less suffering, you know, you don't, less suffering. But when you take rebirth there to develop the path of seeing, it's not possible. You know, like a scholar mentioned that path of seeing, you know, within the five path of seeing, in that kind of realm.
For the first time. For the first time.
Yeah, so I mean, that's yeah. So it's impossible to develop that, you know.
像在这个色界呢，色界是有禅定的，就是那个坐禅的禅定的到一个境界。这色界的众生呢，和我们比起来呢，他们是烦恼就很少了，他们的烦恼就不见了哈，很少很少的。这样，可是呢。如果你投身到色界去的话，就你有禅定啊、定力啊，投身到色界去的话，你在色界里面呢是不可能呢证道，不可能见道的。就是这个五道里面呢有资粮道，是啊，你看突然间忘记了，资粮道， 第二个是什么？加行道、自然道、加行道、见道、修道和无学道。哦，这个在这个见道，见道就是你第一次证得空性了，第一次证得空性，你是不可能有在第一次证得空性进入这见道，是不可能在色界里面完成的。色界的众生是没有办法证入见道，第一次证入见道的。
Oh, so that is, then he give the reason, because there's not enough renunciation. You know, that's the main reason he have given this call.
这样这个世亲菩萨给的理由是因为呢，这个色界的众生呢的出离心不够。没有力量了，没力
了。So like that.So, you know, so then part of sin, in order to develop part of sin, first time is this world, human rebirth. No.
所以呢，当我们要升起这见道，见道，我们证悟这见道的时候呢，第一次你去修行了，第一次要证悟这见道的话，你是需要依靠这个人身。只有人生才可以。对。
So therefore, this formless realm, this, you know, this practitioner, in order to develop part of sin, they must take rebirth in this human world, you know.
所以呢，无色界当然就更不用讲了。所以无色界的众生，如果他要第一次证悟这见道的话，他们还要投身到人道来、
Okay, so like that. So therefore, we don't know exactly, but there's many scholars also believe if you take Amitabha Pure Land, you take rebirth there, you may develop part of preparation, part of accumulation, part of preparation, you may develop up to that. Then after that, you know, you,If you want to develop part of sin, you must take rebirth in this human world, you know. Many scholars also say that.
所以呢，我们不是很详细、很清楚知道它到底是怎么样。可是呢，有很多的大学者、大学问者、佛教的大学问者，他们都有这样的意见，就是说呢，如果你投身到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，你可以在那边不断的修，然后你可以修入资粮道啊，从资粮道你进入这个加行道，可是呢，你就不能证空了，在那边你就很难证得空性了，直接弃入空性。就你弃入空性的话，就是表示你证得这个见道。所以如果在极乐世界要证得见道的话，你还要投身回来这个人生，以这个人生来修行来证这个见道。
So like that, so I mean that the scholar, I mean, many of the scholars say that, you know, so even if you take Amitabha Pure Land, maybe you may practice part of sin, part of preparation, part of accumulation.This much. Then, in order to develop part of sin, then cannot, not possible in that place. So they must take rebirth. Then how they take rebirth? Not due to karma and delusion, but they take rebirth due to that their prayer, you know? Making such a strong prayer to take rebirth in the human world and to develop this part of sin, you know? Then due to their prayer, power of the prayer, so they take rebirth here. And,practice and develop part of sin, you know.
所以很多佛教的学者呢，他们都有这样的意见，就是说，那些阿弥陀佛的众生啊，他们可以在那边不断的修行啊，然后他们就进入了资粮道啊，然后从进资粮道呢，不断的修，然后又进入了这加行道。可是呢，他们在那里呢，却不能直接。证悟空性，弃入空性，进入见道，所以他们就要往生到我们这个人道。可是他们往生投身这个人道呢，不是因为他们过去造什么业啊，或者无明的力量而来，而是他们发愿，他们在那边要发大愿，发大愿呢，然后发起这强烈的大愿，依靠这个祈求的力量啊，然后投身到 我们娑婆世界的人道，然后在人道进一步修行，然后证入见道。你真的见到你真的空性，你就是圣者了啊，你就不是普通人了。
So like that. So I mean, yeah. So the many scholars so explain that way. Also that I heard some of the scholars also they say you don't have to take rebirth back to this world. You know, you can get enlightened in the Amitabha Pure Land. You know, some scholar explain in that way also.
当然这是一部分的学者这样认为了，但由于另外一部分的佛教的学者呢，他们却他们有不同的看法，然后持有不同的看法。他讲你其实呢不需要再回来这个娑婆世界的人生来这个正道，你可以直接在阿弥陀佛极乐世界不断的修，然后证得他的果位，不需要回来啊。这是另一派的。的解释了。
Oh, like that. So I don't know what I'm talking here, huh?
所以今天我们就上了一堂阿弥陀佛的净土课了，不一样的净土课了。
So, what I'm saying is now the point is, you know. So, wherever.Even you want perfect human rebirth in future, you need to practice. Even you want to take rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land, you need to practice. Yeah? Practice while, whether you want to take rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land or you want to take another human rebirth, is individual choice. You know?
So, 呢如果你是觉得哎呀我下生我还要再继续得这个人生来修行，或者有些人可能觉得哎呀不要了啦，不能下生会怎样，还是去阿弥陀佛佛极乐世界比较保险哦，哇没有痛苦了、无论是怎么样的一种心愿呢、或者你的心态，我们都是需要修行的，而且修行的不错才能达到我们的心愿。所以呢如果你修行的很好的话，其实你的选择就很多了，对吗？就不用这样痛苦了吗？这样烦恼。如果你修行得很好的话，你要去极乐世界，或者你需要再来这个人生下生投生为人继续修行的话，就是你自己的选择了咯。啊，所以你修行好的话就没问题。
So like that. So I mean, what you see depend on that. You know, you see this human rebirth, the precious human rebirth, is the best.Best, what call? Best, I don't know. If you see this human rebirth is the best condition for you to practice Dharma, then you make prayer for that. You think this is not the best condition for you to practice Dharma, then of course, you pray for the Amitabha Pure Land.What you see that the best place for you to practice Dharma, you know? So if you see that the best, then why not, you know? Make prayer, create the cause.
所以呢其实是看个人的决定。如果你认为啊，你就刚刚分析，哎呀，我是这样的人物，所以我需要这样的东西。如果你认为啊，这个人生啊，他具足了所有一切修行的最好的条件，他是最圆满的，他因缘最圆满的话，这样对你来讲是最好最好的，这样你就再回来投身为人继续修行。可是如果对你来说你觉得可能不是了，可能阿弥陀佛净土那样的世界那样的条件对我来讲才是最好的修行，对我来讲是修行最好的条件，所以这样你就发愿往生阿弥陀佛极乐世界了。所以大家都选好了吗
？Okay, I think that's it.
They have made up their choice.
Make your choice. So.
Andy want to practice six parameters. It's better for her. The six far-reaching attitudes.
So,
你是菩萨，这是菩萨的修行，
Yeah, so.What to say? So of course, I mean, but men, of course, to understand the problem. You know, what really create the problem? What is the cause of the problem? Understanding that. You know, once you understand that, put effort, apply the practice to reduce that. You know? Then, when you reduce that, I mean, that's the main practice, you know, to reduce that cause of the suffering, you know.Not to create more cause of the suffering. So that's the main practice. You know, when you do that, of course then, I mean, less attachment, less anger, less emotion, of course. Then, I mean, you are seeing the pure land in this life, you know. No need to wait next life.
所以呢，其实这讲了这么多啊，不论是净土还是这个娑婆世界，最重要就是我们自己了。我们怎样去修？如果我们发现了，我们去思维去，可以去认识到我们所面对的问题啊，我们所看到的那些烦恼，这样我们应该去思维这个烦恼、这个问题呢，它的起因是什么？然后这起因了解的起因是什么的时候呢，我们就要去想办法去根除它，根除这些问题，这些烦恼的根源。然后呢，我们就精进的去修啊，精进的去修。然后就算呢，我们不能完全断除所有的烦恼，我们也可以减轻这些烦恼，使它越来越少，越来越少，它的力量越来越弱。所以呢，这其实呢就是我们的主要的修行。当你讲去修啊，我在修啊，就是其实这才是我们真正的修行。所以我们的真正修行就是减轻我们的烦恼。好，如果我们能够做到这一点的话，我们就会发现，哎，其实我现在每天看看，哎，同样的事情发生了，可是我的贪执比较少了，我的反应没有那么强烈，没有那么大，哎，我的生气，我的嗔挂的时间呢，哎，其实比较短了，比较少了。我为了面对这样的东西，我不会生气了，或者我的愚痴烦恼啊，以前我想到东西会去烦，现在我不会了。所以你的贪嗔痴呢，你就慢慢的减少了，就表示你在修了。如果你在修的话呢，这样不断的去修的话，你可能这一生呢，其实你在就是你就可以看到那个净土了，就好像在极乐世界一样了，你就不用等到下一生去投生到极乐世界了。
So like that, you know, so not clinging so much on this life, you know, clinging or attached so much on this life, especially this body, this life, you know, you must let go of that, you know, not clinging on that, not attached on that, you know, this life, this body.You know, you must let go. So that kind of practice needed. You know, so same time also must be compassionate. You know, good-hearted person. You really want to go Amitabha Pure Land. You really need that, you know.
So, 呢，如果我们对这一生的贪执呢，能够减轻我们对这个人的身体，我们在拥有的人的身体，我们能够 放开对他的贪执。我们佛语啊，佛教的术语叫做放下。我们放下这个贪执的话，我们这样去修的话，在与此同时呢，我们能够增长我们的善心，增长我们的慈悲心的话，像如果我们要真的要去阿弥发愿，要去阿弥陀佛的极乐世界的话，这些我们都必须具足。
So I mean, of course, again, you have to again check your motivation. It's important, you know, why, you know, why want to Amitabha Pure Land, you know. Sometimes you are not careful, then of course, again, self-cherishing, you know, so much self-cherishing, you know, possible there, you know.
所以呢，我们也要问一下，为什么我们要去阿弥陀佛的极乐世界？所以我们要在修行的时候呢，我们就要非常的谨慎啊，不可以讲小心啊，谨慎。就是我们应该避免这个我爱执。
No, so again, here again, you look deeply. Sometimes you're not careful, then sometimes of course.So much attached there for the self, you know.
So, 如果我们不小心的话呢，其实我们觉得啊，我要去那个极乐世界。可是，如果你今次深一点哦，深入一点的去分析的话，哦，其实呢，我要去这个极乐世界，其实是因为我对我自己这个我人我这个执着，其实是非常珍重的，所以你才要去那个极乐世界。
Okay, so like that. So I mean, of course, my point is, of course, in order to practice, of course, there's many different practice, you know, Amitabha Pure Land practice. Also then in the Lamrim, of course, you know, about quality of the human rebirth, perfect human rebirth, which have all the condition there. You know, you really want to practice Dharma, then this precious human rebirth is just perfect condition.To practice Dharma, you know, you really don't have to go up to pure land like that. You know, even can be faster. You really practice Dharma, you know. So I think man, that's the reason. So I mean, there can be many different practice like pure land and this practice of human rebirth, you know.
所以如果真正的简单要去修行的话，如果真的是想要去实修啊，去修的话，就能当然我们有不同的选择，有不同的地方啊，我们可以去修行的。其中的选择呢，就是往生到净土，所以就有所谓的净土的修行，净土宗啊。比如说去阿弥陀佛的极乐世界去修行。当然在传承里面呢，我们有这个菩提道次第的传承啊。在菩提道次第里面讲的，就是特别讲这个人生，以这个人生来修行。因为这个人生呢，具有很多特殊很好的那个条件。那这些条件呢，这些因缘呢，是非常适合修行的。所以在菩提道次第里面，我们就讲到所谓的圆满、暇满的人生，它有十种圆满啊。所以这十种具足的条件呢，是非常非常珍贵的。因为这个人生拥有了这样十种珍贵的条件，所以我们其实就不需要去发愿去这个极乐世界去修行了。因为这个人生已经具足所有的条件了，所以可能啊，拥有这个人生以这样的条件去修的话，我们可以更快的证得我们的终极目标啊，证得佛的果位。
Okay, so your final answer for your question is about that Lama Tsongkhapa did mention about practice of Amitabha Pure Land. He did mention that. Also in Lamrim, of course, then it press about the precious human rebirth. How precious this precious human rebirth in order to practice Dharma. You know, praying for this kind of human rebirth again and again in order to practice Dharma, you know.This also proper condition for practice Dharma, you know. So from that point of view, so he talk about how to achieve precious human rebirth, what kind of cause you have to create that, you know, what kind of prayer you have to make that, you know. So he explained both way, you know, not like only one side. Of course, he do explain both side, yeah.
So then, 就回答这刚才的那个问题， 两个钟头前的那个问题，就说呢，其实宗喀巴大师就是在因为阿弥陀佛的中心属于黄教的嘛，我们是宗喀巴大师的传承，所以宗大师呢，其实是在他教导里面是有教导怎么样修这个净土的，所以阿弥陀佛啊，极乐世界修行他是有教的，在同时呢，他也教了菩提道次第的修行，特别是他赞扬人生难得。这宝贵暇满的人生啊，而且他赞美了很多很多次，因为呢，这个暇满的人生呢，具足了所有修行的所有的一切因缘条件，所以呢，他其实讲这个怎么样证得来生，这个人生的来生啊，他其实里面也有讲，在菩提道次第里也有讲，如果你来生又投身为人的话，继续投身为人，继续修行的话，你要怎么样去修，然后你要怎么样去发愿。这在菩提道次第里面也有教，所以净土的有教，这个怎么修的来生人生他也有教，所以他这其实两方面他都教了。
So then of course, Lama Tsongkhwa, of course, then when you talk about the intantric practice, of course, you know, of course then you really press this about this human rebirth. This is the only one, only one body, you know, within this body, you know, within short life, within this body, within this life, you're able to get enlightened, you know. So this kind of body only is the human body, not other body, impossible, is it? You know, when you go to Tantra then, you have much deeper explanation about that, you know.
这样的宗喀巴大师呢，宗大师也讲了密圣的修行，因为刚讲的是显教的修行，讲密圣的修行呢，他也特别赞美这个人生，因为只有这个人生啊，拥有这个人的身体，才能在这短短的一生里面呢，证得佛的果位，就靠密圣，靠密圣的修行方法，这靠密圣修行方法，也只有依靠这个人的身体才能证得。
Yeah, also he said, even the God realm, impossible to achieve enlightenment within this, that kind of body, God body, not possible. Only this human body, you know, or this continent, the human body, within this body, you have to achieve enlightenment in one lifetime, you know. So this is the only one body you can find. Among all the different rebirth, only one this, you know, he said that.
就算呢，是天人的身体，也不能一生成佛。因为如果你要一生成佛，靠密圣能够一生成佛的话，也只有依靠这人身人的身体呢。这个南瞻部洲，我们生活的南瞻部洲，这个人身啊，这欲界的人身呢，才能证得。不是其他六道的众生，在六道里面呢，任何一道众生呢，他的身体都不能证得佛的果位，只有我们这个人身。Not a bad thing.
It's the best thing.
Oh, it's the best thing. Not a bad thing, but it's the best thing.
So like that, of course, you know, I mean, of course. Oi.
那你叫安哥叫老大师吗？
So like that, you know, when you look in the sutra, of course, from the sutra point of view, you know, in order to get enlightened, you need three great years, you know, to accumulate merit. Then you go in the tantra explanation, in the highest yoga tantra, then it's one lifetime, in this degenerate one lifetime, you can get enlightened. You know, he said that.Also then, in order to get one life enlightened, you must have this within this human body, you know.
So, 呢如果我们依靠显教就经部宗的那个修行的话，我们要证得佛的果位呢，我们必须经历三大阿僧祇劫累积的资粮。你要累积资源，累积到三大阿僧祇劫这么长的时间呢，你才能够有足够的善的资粮呢，去证得佛的果位。可是呢，如果你依靠密圣的修行， 啊，特别是我们指的是无上密啊，无上密啊的修行的话呢，我们在这个五浊恶世，现在的这个五浊恶世，我们就可以在一生这一生里面呢，承办佛的果位。可是呢，要承办这佛的果位，依靠密圣的修行，你必须拥有这个人的身体。
Okay, so I mean again the big question, of course, possible. You know, again big question. Is that possible? You know, it's a big question. So,
当然呢，这是一个很大的问题。你讲可能吗？啊，你要这样问。
啊，好，都是。So, of course, in order to know that, then of course you need to learn about the Tantra. You know, how the Tantra, practice of Tantra, how that works. Then you know entire part of Tantra, then you get idea. Oh, that's possible. Like that. Without that, you don't get any idea.
所以呢，如果你要回答自己的问题，可能吗？这样你必须去学那个密圣的教导啊。密圣呢，到底他们是怎么样修的？这样你要懂得整个密圣的修行的次第，这样你就有一些概念。哦，原来密圣是这样修来证得佛的果位的。
So I mean that's my conclusion is that end of the day, Lama Tsongkhapa talking about that, you know, this human rebirth.Perfect human rebirth, with that 10 freedom, what? 8 leisure and 10 freedom. So this is the perfect to practice Dhamma, Sutra, especially Tantra. So, he prays so much, you know, this is the only one basis possible, you know, especially go to Tantra. So, from this point of view, then he teach, you know,
所以我们最终的结论是什么呢？这个宗大师跟我们讲的这个人生难得，不是那个人生，人的身体，这个人生难得，这人生难得，根据菩提道次第的教法，是我们有八种避免了八无暇，就是有八种暇满。然后十种圆满，所以这八暇满十圆满这个人生它是很难很难得的，它是非常珍贵的。这样呢也只有依靠这个八暇满十圆满的人生呢，这样的身体的这个人生呢，我们才能够证得在一生里面证得这个佛的果位，依靠密圣的修行。所以呢这是宗大师特别教导的。所以究竟为什么人生难得，它难得在什么地方？
OK, good question. Okay.
So Mr. Wong, 你的问题问得很好。
You okay with my answer or not okay? What?
Jinsing, 人生。
Hi, Kenpoche. But for the elderly, those who are, Tantra probably is suitable for the younger ones, right? But for the elderly, they don't have much time left. What should they do? Do they have time to learn the Tantra?
这道问题你们听到了吗？他讲如果我们讲菩提道次第我们这里如果讲有一些比较年纪比较大的。朋友们呢、可能菩提道次第比较合适了。如果你们讲那个密圣的修行的话，他们年纪大了还适合吗？你的意思是他们时间不多了哈？
对。
可是
What?
死时未定的，年轻人也是一样的嘞。
对啦，可是 you know elderly the possibility is there 啦 ，is greater 。
What she said,
so what is the advice?
Question is what?
For the elderly, is it better for them to practice sutra, lamrim and all this?
Because, to go to the pure land.
Yeah, to go to the pure land. But is it better for them because they don't have much time left now to practice tantra. Tantra needs a lot of time?
Yes.
I don't know who have the time. I don't know. Huh?Young one have more time, you think?
Not sure, but then possibly older have less time. I mean,
no, older have more generally. Time than the young one. No, we don't know.
the capacity of no.
Oh, that is the problem. We believe we can live long, you know. No guarantee. No. So.
We've got to pray for long life.
Yeah.
所以呢，这道问题就是，如果年纪比较大了，这样可能不适合密圣的修行了。因为时间不多了，倒不如去往生净土会比较直接方便了。可是呢，天明君回答是，你认为年纪轻的他们的时间就比较多吗？他回答是，不肯定了，不一定了。可是年纪大的可能剩下的时间不多了。可是呢天明君回答是，其实呢这个年轻人呢他们时间其实不够用的，更不够啊，他们忙很忙啊，他们哪有时间，他们可能比年纪大的人还更没有时间呢。所以呢这样的他又回答了讲，可能年纪老了可能有记性啊什么不大好啦，这样怎么学呢，他讲这样看你就会得，这是你相信是这样的，可是并不一定，并不一定是这样的。
So, I mean, of course, when you are young, you know, of course, much easier to practice, not only Tantra, but any practice, like meditation, whatever, you know, when you are young, then good to start that time.Whatever sutra or tantra or meditation or whatever practice, that's the best time to start. You know, don't wait until come to the old age. You know, after old age, of course, everything is not easy. Forget about the tantra, you know. Even simple practice is difficult because your entire life is not used to that practice. Then end up the...old age, then you're waiting for that to do something, but how is possible? Because entire life you used to live like that then. Older age, of course, your mind is not precious before. You know, more tired, you know, everything's there, body, mind, everything going down. You know, not only Tantra, of course Tantra is more difficult, of course. Any practice is more difficult in that time. Nothing is easy.So, my advice is, of course, when you are young, mind is fresh, then really want to practice, then that's the right time, you know. Don't wait, you know, until old age, then I practice, you know. I'll go one way, there's no guarantee whether you live up to that age, you know.
所以呢，当然呢，年轻人要修任何法的话，是比较容易的了。可是当然要修行的话，年轻人来讲是比较容易，不只是修密圣的意思，就修任何东西对年轻人来讲是比较容易的、哦、因为呢，所以年轻的时候是最好开始修行的，无论是学显宗啊，或者密宗啊，或者学静坐呀，都是年轻人比较容易上手，所以呢，年轻是最好修行的时刻，最好你开始年轻的时候就开始修了，当然如果所以年轻的时候呢，就不要等拖，等到我老了有时间才来修，为什么呢？因为到老年呢，年纪大的时候呢，其实修任何东西都是不容易的了。为什么呢？因为你没有这修行的习惯吗？你没有开始修吗？这很简单的修行对你来讲可能也是很难的，你要学很久才会上手，因为没有这个习惯，不习惯去修，而且老了可能还有一些其他的问题了，所以要修行就比较难。所以可能老是会很容易疲倦啊，其实老的时候其实很多体力啊记忆力啊全部都开始下降了，所以要修行了，不论是显宗密宗静坐全部没有一样是容易的，就每一样都是难的。所以呢，趁年轻的时候呢，如果真的很想去修行的话，就开始修吧，因为这是最好的修行的年纪。不要说等到我有时间老了，因为呢，年轻不一定你人的寿命是不一定的，也不一定就可以活到很老很老的。所以呢，时间的话，要开始修的话，就现在就修咯。
Okay, that's
okay. 可以今天
啊 ？Oh yeah, we stop here. Huh? Our time is.
在今天就讲到这里。今天我们还是在第五个寄送，我们还没有到第六。Okay, 先我们做回向 dedication。啊，这本比较大本的厚一点的，日常诵文 short daily prayers for dedication。发文的是在32面。Okay, the English dedication can be found on page 31. 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上和滋长。34面。勇猛文殊五宝鸟诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。所以下个星期我们同样时间同样地点见。Okay, the next class will be next Sunday, same time, 1:30 here. In the run-up to this celebration, you may like to sponsor some project tickets from Brother Nelson on 4th floor, is it? Yep. 好，从现在开始，我们下一个大型的活动就是卫塞节庆典了。卫塞节庆典呢，我们有各种法会的门票，大家如果想参加的法会，可以跟我们的苗森师兄请这个法会的门票。我们有五种法会，有文殊法会、学业成功，还有财神法会。尊圣佛母千供祈求延年益寿法会，药师佛身体健康法会，度母清除学业及事业障碍法会，还有大威的金刚火供消除所有障碍，六种法会。
내 마음이 빠졌습니다.